Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Clapton bringing us back one of his classics, 7 till the hour, I think, 17, I should say, till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust mirror, more than 9 years now. She's the CEO of the Profitability Channel. Ruth, what's your website, please?
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
All right, so check that out. And her books include The Courage to be Profitable, which is, we're talking about profit and cash and things like that, folks, right now with Ruth. Ruth, one of the things that I've been talking about for a while, in fact, I predicted this back in 08. I said that this would happen, and that is that small businesses would start leveraging. And the ones that survived, the one that survived, now all of them wouldn't survive, and as we know, that's come to pass, that they would not, that those that survived would do it partially by deleveraging. When they deleverage, they improve as they get those debts off the books, and they improve their cash flow. And when they improve their cash flow, they start having less issues with cash. I also predicted that wouldn't be as many startups as we've seen in past recoveries. And as you know, startups disrupt the price structure because when they come into the marketplace, they don't charge enough because they're startups.
Yeah. And so they don't understand it.
They don't know exactly. They don't know what it costs to stay in business, so they charge a ridiculous price, which disrupts the price structure, and that hurts everybody else's profitability. So we've got deleveraging, which is ultimately helping improving balance sheets, improving cash flow. We've got lower startups, so that's helping profitability. So if you're a small business owner right now, even if you don't have all the business that you want, if you're still in business, you're probably in as good a financial picture in terms of not being in jeopardy as maybe you've ever been in. What do you think, Ruth?
Well, it depends upon how much cash they have saved.
Well, it depends on how well they manage it. But you see my point. I mean, even if they've been deleveraging, but now if they don't have, if after all that they don't have cash, it's because they're not managing their relationships with their customers, and it's because they don't have enough business.
Well, one of the things that I've been telling small businesses for years is to save 1% of every dollar that walks in the door.
Right.
You get a check in the door for $10,000, putting $100 in a savings account is not going to kill it.
Right.
You still have $9,900 to work
with.
And that $100 builds up. I mean, we've been doing it for years, and I mean, I get emails now from my clients going, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was able to do this, and this. Didn't have to borrow from the bank. You know, the stories go on and on and on and on. But it's just very simple to do, but it takes the discipline to get it done. You know, whenever you get that check in the door for, you know, $5,000 or $50,000 or whatever the number is, when you make that deposit, a similar deposit gets made into your savings account of 1% of that total. I have a couple of my clients now who do 2 and 3 because they can. You know, as you build it up, your ability to sleep better at night goes up too.
Right. No, there's no question about that. So one of the things that, I did a survey recently, and I said, as you see opportunities to grow, how are you going to fund your growth?
Mm-hmm.
And 75% said they would use some kind of internal, they would use their internal resources, that they would grow organically with their cash and their profits. And would not borrow money.
No, I mean, I think that the days, I mean, I have watched too many banks over the years change the way that they do business and or get bought, and then the bankers don't like those types of loans anymore, and they pull their lines of credit, and all of a sudden they have $1 million to pay off in 30 days, and they can't do it, and then the bank forecloses, then it's not a pretty situation. I mean, you know, nothing against banks or anything like that, but, you know, your banker does not have control.
Well, and this is why I recommend people spend most of their banking time with community banks, because all the things that you said are much less likely to happen with a community bank than with a large bank. And so I encourage you to do that, folks. And I don't have a problem with small business owners going to a bank and borrowing money for growth opportunities. I think that the good news is, if they have become more profitable and if they have improved their cash flow, number one, they're a better banking prospect. Number two, they can accept a little more aggressive terms and get those things paid off. For example, in the past, if they bought a piece of equipment, they might have needed 2 years to pay for it. Now, with their better financial position, they can pay it off in a year and get it over with.
Right. And it's all about cash flow.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and people think, you know, how you get cash in the business is sales. It's not. It's collections on sales.
That's exactly right.
You can have $1 million in receivables out there. I actually had a client many years ago who did, and very, very profitable company, and three of his customers went bankrupt on him. You know, this is a 2008 thing. Within a week, and took him out.
Yeah, he was
couldn't
out.
Fund it. He was out.
Yeah, that's called succeeding your business, succeeding yourself right out of business. Because you collect it, you thought you were very successful.
Well, yeah, exactly. He had $1 million in receivables and it went bye-bye.
Yeah, the day before those companies went bankrupt, he looked like a genius, didn't he? You got to watch it, folks. Cash is no longer king, folks. It used to be the king, Ruth King, but now cash is the emperor.
Yeah.
Quick break. ProfitabilityRevolution.com, right?
That's it.
So check that website out, folks. Check out her new video series there. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.